Unit 4, Lesson 1. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. The Ugly Duckling is a foreign fairy tale about a baby swan. The Ugly Duckling is a foreign fairy tale about a baby swan.
2. Snow White introduced herself to the seven dwarfs when she woke up. Snow White introduced herself to the seven dwarfs when she woke up.
3. After Snow White had a bite of the poisonous apple, she looked dead at once. After Snow White had a bite of the poisonous apple, she looked dead at once.
4. Our class has already decorated the classroom for the Christmas party. Our class has already decorated the classroom for the Christmas party.
5. I think the cartoon, The Little Match Girl, is really moving. I think the cartoon, The Little Match Girl, is really moving. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 1. What's Shanghai Pudong new area like now?
It's wonderful. There are many high buildings there. It's still developing very fast.
Would you like to visit it now?
Yes, I'll be glad to.
Question. What are they talking about? What's Shanghai Pudong new area like now?
It's wonderful. There are many high buildings there. It's still developing very fast.
Would you like to visit it now?
Yes, I'll be glad to.
Question. What are they talking about? Two. What's in that bag?
There is some bread in it.
Is it yours?
No, it's for the children.
Question. Whose is the bread? What's in that bag?
There is some bread in it.
Is it yours?
No, it's for the children.
Question. Whose is the bread? 3. Your sister can draw beautiful pictures, can't she?
No, I've never heard about that. In fact, I can draw very nice pictures.
That's great, Mike. Would you please draw me a picture of my father?
Question. Who can draw a picture for her?
Your sister can draw beautiful pictures, can't she?
No, I've never heard about that. In fact, I can draw very nice pictures.
That's great, Mike. Would you please draw me a picture of my father?
Question. Who can draw a picture for her?
4. What can I do for you, sir?
Sure. I'm looking for a watch for my daughter.
Here's a nice watch. It's not very expensive.
It's too big. Do you have a small size?
Question. What's the man going to buy? What can I do for you, sir?
Sure. I'm looking for a watch for my daughter.
Here's a nice watch. It's not very expensive.
It's too big. Do you have a small size?
Question. What's the man going to buy? 5. The people here are all reading books. You mustn't talk.
I'm sorry.
Question. Where are they? The people here are all reading books. You mustn't talk.
I'm sorry.
Question. Where are they? 6. I like this magazine.
So do I. It gives you all the news.
All the news in only 50 pages.
Question. What are they talking about?
I like this magazine.
So do I. It gives you all the news.
All the news in only 50 pages.
Question. What are they talking about?
7. Why are you so late today? It's already 6 o'clock.
I happened to meet Lily on my way back home. We talked on and on.
When did she come to Shanghai?
3 days ago, and she will leave for Beijing tomorrow.
Question, when did the boy get home? Why are you so late today? It's already 6 o'clock.
I happened to meet Lily on my way back home. We talked on and on.
When did she come to Shanghai?
3 days ago, and she will leave for Beijing tomorrow.
Question, when did the boy get home? Eight. Have you read The Fisherman and the Goldfish, Jack?
Yes, I read it last month. It is about a poor fisherman, his greedy wife, and a goldfish.
What do you think of it?
It is a very instructive book. I'm going to read it next week again.
Question. How many times has Jack read the fable? Have you read The Fisherman and the Goldfish, Jack?
Yes, I read it last month. It is about a poor fisherman, his greedy wife,and a goldfish.
What do you think of it?
It is a very instructive book. I'm going to read it next week again.
Question. How many times has Jack read the fable?
Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。Tom was 7 years old. He got money from his parents every week. He bought a lot of things from the shops, but he didn't need them really. One day his mother gave him a notebook and said, Now, Tom, when you buy anything, you can write it down in this book, and write down how much you have paid for it, too. Then you can look at it again when your money's all gone, and you won't waste so much money next time.After a week, Tom said to his mother, Do you know, Mummy? Before I spend any money now, I really stop and think. His mother was very pleased, but she wasn't so happy when she heard, Yes, Mum, before I buy anything, I always ask myself, Can I spell that in my notebook? Tom was 7 years old.He got money from his parents every week. He bought a lot of things from the shops, but he didn't need them really. One day his mother gave him a notebook and said, Now, Tom, when you buy anything, you can write it down in this book, and write down how much you have paid for it, too. Then you can look at it again when your money's all gone, and you won't waste so much money next time. After a week, Tom said to his mother,Do you know, Mummy? Before I spend any money now, I really stop and think. His mother was very pleased, but she wasn't so happy when she heard, Yes, Mum, before I buy anything, I always ask myself, Can I spell that in my notebook?
4.Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文完成下列句子。
Last week, everyone in class 3 went on a school trip to a farm. Farmer Jones showed us around the farm. We all had to wear raincoats as it was raining heavily. Jack, of course, kept trying to play with water. Farmer Jones told us about the vegetables he grew in the fields, such as potatoes and tomatoes.He also took us to see lots of fruit trees and animals. There were beautiful horses on the grass, white sheep in the fields, and pigs playing in the mud. Everyone liked the turkeys best. They kept walking with us. Stephen tried to give one some chocolate, but the farmer said turkeys didn't eat chocolate. When we were walking back to our bus, we heard a cry. Stephen had a fall. He was wet all over.Everyone thought that was the best part of the trip. Last week, everyone in class 3 went on a school trip to a farm. Farmer Jones showed us around the farm. We all had to wear raincoats as it was raining heavily. Jack, of course, kept trying to play with water. Farmer Jones told us about the vegetables he grew in the fields, such as potatoes and tomatoes. He also took us to see lots of fruit trees and animals. There were beautiful horses on the grass, white sheep in the fields, and pigs playing in the mud. Everyone liked the turkeys best. They kept walking with us. Stephen tried to give one some chocolate, but the farmer said turkeys didn't eat chocolate. When we were walking back to our bus, we heard a cry. Stephen had a fall. He was wet all over. Everyone thought that was the best part of the trip.